watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
Yep, this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We must have had some kind of a technical snafu, and Verizon may have misled us. We are on the web tonight. Jackson Center, Minster, 4-2 in favor of the Tigers. We start play in the second quarter. A drive across the lane to Courtney Pringer. It's no good. She took steps. Tigers possession. Two baskets in this game so far. One by each team. Two free throws by Jackson Center. That's how the Tigers have gotten their four. Both teams have played outstanding defense.
If you only missed three scores, you only missed three of them.
Yeah, unfortunately, we were not on the web with the pregame. Thought we were. We were not. Here's Jackson Center, long three, right corner. Good! Vanessa Winner. Hots a 24-footer from the arc. 7-2 Tigers. 7:20 left to go. Second quarter. Westerbeck sprints into the lane. Dumps it off to Allie Fisher in the corner. Down inside to Westerbeck, up and under, deflected by Meyer, picked back up by Westerbeck. She hits.
Rosie Westerbeck.
Boy, she got fouled twice and stayed with it.
7-4 in favor of Jackson Center. 7:02 to go in the second quarter. Well, we had a lengthy pregame. Thought we were on via Verizon, powering our data along the internet to Christian Netcast server in Virginia. Apparently, we weren't. You haven't missed much. We joined you at the start of the second quarter, 4-2 at the end of one. Long three ball, right corner winner again. 10-4, Jackson Center.
She had a shooting game like this in the sectional.
Two threes by Winner here in the second period. Here's a drive to Jackson Center, blocked away. Kessler got a mid on it for the Tigers. It's loose at midcourt, and Cassie Meyer gobbles it up. Cassie sprints into the top of the key. Goes to Kennedy Reese, out back to Meyer. 6:16 to go, second quarter. 10-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Sprinting down the left side of the lane goes Meyer. Left corner, Kessler. Kessler on the bounce to Meyer at center circle. Three team fouls on Minster, one on Jackson Center. Meyer, 25 feet out. She's hemmed in, gives it to Elkert. Vanessa Winter has sparked Jackson Center, as she has all year, especially late in the campaign and in the tournament, with two big triples here in the second quarter as Jackson Center muffs it out of bounds on the baseline.
You did miss an outstanding pregame. We made great points. Just assume that they were wonderful points.
Start of the game delayed because of a power failure of some kind here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Lights did not come back on after they were dimmed and a spotlight was put on the members of both teams as they walked the center court. Here's a foul down to a right. Minster tried to drive baseline. Players roll to the floor, and it's Cameron Elkert who yanked down a Wildcat player. Two fouls of Jackson Center, three on Minster. 10-4 Tigers, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Chuck, I don't think I've seen Minster's offense bottled up in the half court like this all year long.
No, they're really stagnant.
Ball inbound to deep right corner. Here's a high dribble through the lane by Minster. Kendra Thien got the ball caught on her hip. It rolled away from her. A tie-up develops. Jackson Center arrow.
Well, you can't. It's really hard to dribble into a man-to-man to two and three people, and that's what Kendra tried to do there. Got a turnover.
We talked in the pregame about how Minster's length on defense enables the Wildcats to virtually spread a web all over the floor. Well, it's Jackson Center's defense, which has been thwarting Minster so far in this game. Here's a one-handed drive by Vanessa Winter from the right corner. Looped it up. It was altered. No good. Rebound Minster. Fisher timeline. Right wing 25 feet away to Borgerty. High post to Thien. Elkert stabbed it. Might have fouled. No call. Fisher controls for Minster. Head of the key, Borgerding. Borgerding spin move, backs it up. Minster is really stymied. Jackson Center's defense throttling the Wildcats at the moment. Almost an errant pass, far side of the floor. Fisher recovers. Entered down inside the theme, twisting, turning, no good. Fine defense for Jackson Center. The double down caused an errant shot. Tigers got the board. Down the floor, wide open inside. Layup good by Ware. Kristen Ware beat every single player down the floor. She got behind the Mr. Defense, got a gimme. 12-4 Tigers, 4:20 left to go in the second. On scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Gratitude as well to Dittman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster gave his club a talking to during the break. And right away, the Wildcats come out strong with a hard drive to the basket by Damaris Wolf. She is a 5'9 sophomore, outstanding JV player. She's going to be fantastic the next 2 years. She was bumped as she went along the boundary below the basket. Missed the first free throw, though. Notched the second.
Well, he's trying to find a combination out here that's going to get him some scoring.
Exactly. And Damaris Wolf, the sophomore, is on the floor now for the Wildcats. Don't think head coach Mike Wiss planned to use her that early. But he really had no choice. Here's a walk. Cameron Elkert stutter step just beyond the timeline for Jackson Center, which turns it over. 12-5 Tigers. 3:50 left to go here in the second quarter. Allie Borgerding, 25 feet away, loops it to Westerbeck, right flank. Westerbeck out high. Cross-court skip pass to a teammate. It's Wolf who caught it, fed it to Kogi in the lane. Baseline right, Pringer. She can't get within 15 feet of the basket. Cross-court heave picked off by Kennedy Reese. All the way down the floor. Good defense by Damaris Wolf, who got a mitt on the leather. Pried it loose. Borgerding quick three. Minster. Good! Wildcats threw a 60-foot pass down the floor. Jackson Center didn't find Allie Borgerding, and she drained a long one. 12-8 in favor of Jackson Center. That 12-4 lead for the Tigers has been knocked in half. Here's a double team. Kennedy Reese trapped near the timeline. Minster nearly took it away. It goes out of bounds.
Here's that pressure defense that we thought Minster was going to throw at them. They've really picked it up now.
3:10 to go in the second quarter. Jackson Center, which led 4-2 after one, leads 12-8. Cassie Myers got the ball ahead of the key. Don't think Cassie's had a shot yet, Chuck.
Yes, well, no, she's had two. She got fouled on a two-shot foul, so she had two free throws. Other than that, she has not.
Right. Yep, she's been held in check very tightly by Minster's defense. Cassie distributing the ball, though, to Kennedy Reese out high. Back to Cassie, 30 feet away. 2:47 to go in the second quarter. Minster in a pursuing man-to-man, harassing Jackson Center all over the floor. Tigers have done the same to the Wildcats, and the defenses have virtually nullified each other. Top of the key, Meyer hemmed in, gives up her dribble, pitches to Reese. Reese starts a drive, can't go. She stops her dribble. 5 second count is on. Gave it up eventually to Winter. Top of the circle, Meyer arches up a long three, crooked off to the left. Easy rebound, Wolf for Minster. Outlet to Westerbeck. Top of the circle, elbow on the left. Starts a drive all the way to the rack. Overshoots it, but a foul on Cassie Meyer.
Good hesitation that time by Westerbeck. She kind of pulled up, got the defense to fall asleep a little bit, and put it on the floor, took it right to the rack.
The real nifty first step by Westerbeck. as she beat the Jackson Center defense. And Rosie can cut it to two. Free throw good, 12-9. Mr. Wildcats featuring Courtney Pranger and Rosie Westerbeck, both first team All Northwest District. Jackson Center Tigers featuring Cassie Meyer, first team All Southwest District. First shot by Westerbeck, dead center. Here's number two in the air. It is on the target. She nails each one to make it a 12-10 game. Six straight points by Minster. Olivia Clark back in the floor now for Jackson Center in place of Alicia Kessler. Here's Kennedy Reese, top of the circle, right wing to Elkert. She's on the floor with Clark, Meyer, and Winter. Here's a steal. Westerbeck took it away, goes the distance, blocked by Meyer. Cassie Meyer came out of nowhere, got fingers on the ball. As Westerbeck released it, she staggered, slowed down her last couple steps. Meyer had the ball stolen from her, made a good recovery. Minster inbounds below the basket. Here's Taylor Kogi at the foul stripe, can't shoot. What a job by Winter on Kogi so far. Taylor Kogi has dominated games in the lane, not tonight so far. Westerbeck at the elbow in the right. Now Allie Fisher at the three-point line. Back into Westerbeck. Unbelievable shot. Hooked in. Wow. Westerbeck wouldn't try that in horse. She was falling down and slapped in a 10-footer. We're tied at 12. Holding foul Minster at midcourt. A minute 22 to go. Second quarter, a dozen each. Thank you so much. The Bluffton University MBA program finishing 2 years. Go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings coupons available there at goffneyfurniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Here's a bounce pass. Meyer intending to reach Clark, who was cutting toward the basket. It was kicked away out of bounds by Minster.
Just too much length between the passer and the reception there.
Game tied at 12. Eight straight points by Minster after Jackson Center possessed a 12-4 lead about 4 minutes ago. Ball lobbed into Kennedy Reese out high. A minute left in the first half. Deals it behind her to Cassie Meyer. Meyer on the bounce. Top of the circle. Strolling down the left side of the lane. Shot is altered, missed it wildly off to the right. Rebound Borgerding of Minster. Jackson Center not getting the clean looks now in the paint. Baseline J, shot is good by Damaris Wolf, the sophomore for Minster. Knocks one down. Boy, is she ever going to be a player. 14-12, Minster up two. 30 seconds to go, first half. Reese dribbles, stops, shoots. 15-footer, no. Rebound Clark, her arm is yanked by Pringer, who commits the foul.
Boy, Wolf has come in here and sparked them.
Foul number 22.
Heck of a substitution by head coach Mike Wiss of the Minster Wildcats.
He marked her as a designated hitter, so he got a little confused on what season it was. But
yeah, 28.9 to go here in the second quarter. 14-12 Minster. Free throw way short by Clark, no good. 10 straight points by Minster. Wildcats can do that to you. It's been an offensive juggernaut most of the year. Jackson Center held the Wildcats down for the first 12 minutes of this game. But in the last 3.5, Minster has broken loose. Second free throw by Clark is swished. High arch, perfect, right down through the net. 26 seconds to go in the half. Minster up 114-13. Here's Wolf again through the lane. Banked it. No good. Hit the glass. The rim came off. It comes down to Jackson Center. Minster could have played for one. Shot quickly. Now the Tigers can go for one. Here's Reese at midcourt. We're down 8 seconds to go. Tigers need a vertical pass. Up the right side to Winter in the corner. Four to go. Out to Reese. Cross court to Elkert. Long high arching three. Off to the right. No good. And the first half finishes. Minster Wildcats come from behind after trailing virtually all of the first two quarters. Lead Jackson Center in a defensive tussle here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center 14-13 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Minster Wildcats storm from behind, scoring 10 points in the last less than 4 minutes of the second quarter to take a one-point halftime lead over Jackson Center, 14-13. Tigers own the first quarter and a half with excellent defense. Offense ignited by two threes from Vanessa Winter in the deep right corner. Jackson Center was up 8. Tigers are now down 1. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Looking at the shooting percentages first, Minster 5 of 13 from the floor. It's 38%. They made their only 3, and they were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Jackson Center 4 of 17 from the floor, 23%. Made 2 of their 6 threes. They were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Rebounding pretty even. Jackson has a 5-2 offensive rebounding advantage, 11-10 in total rebounds. Both teams took care of the ball pretty well. Minster turned it 6 times. Jackson turned it 5. Big scoring picked up a little bit. It was 4-2 at the end of the first quarter, and then Minster outscored them 12-9 in the second quarter for the 14-13 lead. Individual scoring, Vanessa Winter, 2 threes in the second quarter for 6. Kristen Ware has 4. Cassie Meyer, 2, and Olivia Clark, 1 free throw, 1 point. Rosie Westerbeck picked up the offense for Minster. She scored 8 in the first half, and then they got 3 from Borgerding on a 3 and 3 from Damaris Wolf on a basket and a free throw. They scored 2 and 12. So Wolf came off the bench and sparked him a little bit, and then Westerbeck has had a real nice first half with 8 points. On the other side, Winter is what's keeping Jackson in the game with those 2 long threes in the corner.
Yeah, Westerbeck with a great circus shot. Damaris Wolf walks on the floor, right away knocks one down. What has begun to happen to Jackson Center, especially in that second quarter, is what we thought might happen. Minster's length gave Rushi fits all night long. Rushi went 6 for over 50 from the floor in that contest when Minster won a regional semifinal. Jackson Center Tigers had a number of shots altered, deflected in that second period.
Well, defensively, Minster really picked up the defense in the not that Jackson scored much in the first quarter, but Jackson has got to attack the basket. Right now they get the ball and they're really looking to throw it back out towards midcourt, and no one's kind of looking to try to shoot the basketball.
No. And Jackson Center's trying to get a little penetration, but it's at risk when you go down inside against Minster because Courtney Pringer stands 6'2". Taylor Kogi is 6 foot tall. Rosie Westerbeck is at 5'10", Lindsay Reckerman at 5'10". It is a very talented team. It's long and good aggression by Minster, which was down 8. Head coach Mike Wiss called a timeout, and Damaris Wolf enters, and the game seemed to switch. Momentum Minster heading into the halftime locker room. Very good start, though, by Jackson Center, which is what the Tigers needed. Having lost to Minster by 14 points in the regular season when Minster dropped at 20 on Jackson Center back on January 10th in the first 8 minutes of that game.
Right. Well, the beginning of the second half is always important in a close game, but I think it's incredibly important for Jackson to get some momentum going offensively again, because they were a little stagnant there in the last 4 minutes, and they only turned the ball over 6 times, so that's not a lot, but they need to really look to score here to start the third quarter.
Cameron Elkert had a fairly good look, a lengthy three. It beat the buzzer at the end of the second quarter. It hit the rim, clanged away, and the halftime ended with Jackson Center down 1. Olivia Clark had made 1 of 2 free throws in the previous possession to cut it from 14-12 to 14-13. About 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, that's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our student-athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. And during tournament games, we highlight outstanding student-athletes in both clubs, young ladies who are seniors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center wants us to promote student academic success among student-athletes in the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference, and we do that here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center moved to Shelby County from L.A., California in the early 1980s, thus the name LaCal. A number of fine seniors, both programs. Of course, the Jackson Center ladies, also state champs in volleyball the last 2 years, a state Final Four in hoops last season. Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, also a senior, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware, two state champs last couple years in volleyball for those 12th graders, seniors at Jackson Center, and another very strong season in high school hoops. For Minster, the seniors are Lindsay Retterman, Haley Balmer, Rosie Westerbeck, Allie Borgerding, and Savannah Luthman. All of these ladies under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Ohio.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982. and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service, Goffney Furniture, for your dining and living room furniture and home office and entertainment spaces and for adult and youth bedrooms, too. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Minster 14, Jackson Center 13. The Tigers in the home white-orange numbers outlined in black. Minster girls in black from top to bottom. Orange numerals trimmed in white. Minster across the front. Here's Kennedy Reese, 25 feet away. Bad pass right into the hands of Lindsay Reckerman for Minster. She darts down the floor, through the lane, rims the shot, no good. Rebound Westerbeck, all knotted up by Kennedy Reese. And the arrow will give the ball to the Jackson Center Tigers.
Well, they came out the first possession, and they tried to throw the ball down to Pringer, and Clark did a real nice job of defending her. She couldn't get the shot up.
41 seconds into the third quarter. I tell you what, when you go into the lane tonight in this game, you'd better be wearing armor.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to go in there and be timid.
Boy, the defense is strong once you get within 10 feet of the basket. Here's Cassie Meyer at the foul stripe. Hovering over her is Courtney Pringer. And we've got Cassie Meyer called for palming it, turning it over. Turnover start to mount for both teams. This contest has been plagued by them. Not that many, though, unforced. The defenses have caused offensive miscues.
Well, Pringer nor Fisher have scored for Minster.
Down low on the right with the ball, 6 feet away. Retkerman, five-footer, fell back, missed it short, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, Elkert's got it. Elkert up over the timeline, gets a high screen from Ware. Elkert dribbles off into the left corner. She's doubled. Ball clawed away. Minster just snatched it right out of Elkert's hands. That was the Wildcats' height getting it done right there as they just swallowed up Cameron Elkert. Here's Borgerding. She starts to drive. Kennedy Reese with good defensive play. Reaches in and jerks it away from Borgerding. Tied up. Arrow favors Minster, which keeps it down to the left. It's Westerbeck, Borgerding, Fisher, Retkerman, Pringer. On the floor for Minster. Ball lobbed in. Clark intercepts, tips it to Kennedy Reese. Her pass down the floor, deflected, but she's hammered on the arm. And a Minster player goes down. She got a finger in the mouth, it appears. A Wildcat on the floor, on her back, just beyond the center line. 6:16 left to go here in the third quarter. The second half starting like the first half did. Nobody can put the ball in the basket. Minster up a point, 14-13 over the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot, because right now you can get five delicious dinners. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Well, fortunately for the Minster Wildcats, they have depth. Substitutes can come in. Allie Borgerding may have ouched her shoulder. She did suffer a slight labrum tear early in the regular season. It may have subluxed on her in the last moment. That was the reason for delay. She went right to the locker room.
And she did suffer that injury early in the season. Therapy got it back to feeling more normal again. But she is out of the game at the moment. Play restarted. Then another timeout occurred. So here we are with stoppage once more. 6:02 now left in the third quarter. We're stuck at 14-13 Minster by a point over Jackson Center. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville provides high-tech computer solutions, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, custom builds, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions now offers a new line of promotional specialty advertising items. That's right, T-shirts, mugs, pens, they all can be customized. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions, 538-6948, 538-6948, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Cameron Elker with the ball, top of the circle for Jackson Center, which is down one. Flips it out back to Kennedy Reese. Tigers have not gotten a field goal in this game in 5.5 minutes. Here's a nice pitch by Ware at the foul line. Low in the right to Meyer. Awkward shot, though. Good defense covered her up. She missed it. Running the floor, Minster. Courtney Pringer on the loose. Right down the middle. Running one-hander. No, off to the left. But she is fouled from the backside. Courtney Pringer got the rebound. Foul line other end. Away she went. And for her effort, she is rewarded with two free throws. Shot by Courtney, clangs off the rim, no good. Last shot by Jackson Center, Chuck. Looked like Cassie Meyer was going to get a good look. Got the ball in open space, 5 feet away, baseline, and then came the length of Minster right at her.
Exactly. They closed down on her very well.
Uh-huh. One free throw missed, one made by Courtney Pringer. Minster up two, 15-13. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Up the floor, Ware for Jackson Center. Gives to Reese. Near side to Elkert. Tigers need a field goal. It's been a long time coming. Minster's defense is really clamped down. And trying to go back door is Cassie Meyer, or at least that's what Cameron Elkert thought. And the pass goes astray, out of bounds. Jackson Center offensively is out of kilter right now.
Well, even when they have somebody open, they're so used to turning the ball back out, they're not looking inside.
Allie Fisher over the timeline, crossover dribble. Forecourt left to Pringer, drives on Clark, pulls up 15 feet away. Now the ball goes to Westerbeck, 25 feet out. She leads Minster in scoring with eight. She had a dynamite 6-point second quarter, did Rosie Westerbeck. Fisher between the rings, lob pass right corner, Pringer. High arching triple, way short, out of her range. Rebound, weak side, gobbled up off the floor by Ware of Jackson Center. Outlet to Elkert. Here come the Tigers. Fisher on Elkert, who pulls up. Wants to hand to Clark, and Minster manages to grab the ball away from her. It's down in the hardwood. There's a scrum at the foul line to her right. It's ruled a jump. Jackson Center gets a reprieve. Tigers will retain it. But Minster's tenacity and up-tempo style on defense is causing Jackson Center a lot of problems right now. Elkert straight on. Bounce pass to Meyer. Elbow on the left. Meyer starts to drive in the paint. Staggers, almost walk. Baseline right to Ware. Open look. 15-footer. Hit the rim twice and came off. Minster long rebound down to Westerbeck. Fakes left, goes right. Rosie goes up to shoot, doesn't let it go. Came down to the floor just before that, dished to a teammate, almost a violation. Kogi's got it, left side Pringer. Clark swats down near the sideline, and then the loose ball's picked up on the play by Reckerman of Minster. Outside the arc on the right, it's Pringer. Poked away by Clark. Fisher's got it again. Low on the right to Kogi. Five-footer short. Bothered by Cassie Meyer. Outstanding D. Rebound down to Reese. Here come the Tigers needing a field goal. Jackson Center has not gotten one now for 8 minutes in this game. Still down just two. Baseline right, Clark. Pulls up against Kogi. Shoots an eight-footer. Blocked by Kogi. She got a hand on it. Hit the side of the board. Into the hands of Fisher. Outlet to Kogi. Pulls up, 10-footer, jammed, and a foul from behind by Olivia Clark. Good defense in front by Meyer. Clark put the clamps on from the rear and got called for the personal.
Well, that ball looks so big when you're coming from behind. And she would have been okay. She just put up a hand up, but she kind of swatted down.
At Jackson Center, very cold from the floor. Tigers now not running the offense fluidly. And Jackson Center can't get to the stripe. Minster's gotten there more frequently, although the shot here by Kogi's no good. Hit the back rim, sprayed away. 3:15 left here in the second quarter, or I should say third quarter. Seems like a second quarter score, maybe even a first quarter score. But we're down to just over three to go in the third. 15-13 Minster. And Chuck, we still have not had a field goal at all in the second half of this game.
No, not yet. And it's nice to see Borgerding just check back into the game.
Oh, that is a blessing for Minster. Everyone here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, happy to see Allie Borgerding back on the court. Whatever stinger she suffered to that already injured shoulder, she has recovered from. Second free throw was made by Minster, one of two. Wildcats are up 16-13. Kogi knocks the second shot. Here's a spread offense. Meyer posts up, gets the ball in the lane, and banks it in. That was a good offensive set.
Yep.
First field goal for Jackson Center in 9.5 minutes, spanning two quarters. In the left corner of the floor is Allie Fisher for the Minster Wildcats, over guarding on Kennedy Reese. Third team foul on the Tigers. Minster's got one. 16-15 Minster. 2:42 to go. Third quarter. Yep, you heard me right. It's the third quarter. Ball thrown deep right corner. It's Damaris Wolf around traffic. Fired it off the side of the backboard. Ball knocked away, loose. Kennedy Reese recovers for Jackson Center. Tigers can take the lead here. Reese lobs it cross court to Elkert. Starts into the top of the key, pulls up. Hand off to Meyer. Driving left side of the lane is Cassie. Through the paint area. Tries to make a pocket pass down inside to Kessler. And Cassie shuffled. That was the right call.
They're in the game number 54. Savannah
Leafman. 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Chuck, we remarked last night that Jackson Center Tri-Village boys game that the first one to 30 would win. Well, we didn't get to 30 at regulation. It was 29-29. First one to 30.
Might not make it again to 30.
Exactly. If somebody does get to 30 in this contest, they'll likely win it. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. One field goal in this period. High left, it's Wolf. Starts a drive, leaves it on the arc for Taylor Kogi for Minster. Minute 50 to go in the third. Westerbeck now patrols out high, 20 feet away. She motions, gives it to Borgerding. She's at the long line on the arc. Minster not penetrating at the moment. Westerbeck, right flank, straightaway Wolf, who jacks up the three. Good! Wow!
3-point field goal to Harris.
What an insertion into the lineup tonight by Mike Wiss of Minster. Damaris Wolf just dropped in a three. Here's Kennedy Reese streaking down the lane for Jackson Center all the way to the cup. She's held while shooting.
Have you ever seen a four-point lead that looked any bigger than this four-point lead?
That's a monster advantage in this game. Four. 19-15 Jackson Center on the long triple by Damaris Wolf. She's got a couple buckets in this game.
Yeah, she's got 6 points total.
Minster throughout the evening has only six field goals, two by Damaris Wolf, who's coming off the bench. Another one of the outstanding young players, just a sophomore for Minster. Here's a drive by Kennedy Reese below the foul line. Her shot's deflected, altered again by Minster. It was way short. Plucked out of the air by Westerbeck, down the floor, driving left hand, no good. Rebound, Kogi, no good. And she is belted from the backside. Minster starting to get a little better position on the glass, and the Wildcats continue to make trips to the stripe.
Well, you can start to feel it sliding just a little bit right now for Jackson.
A minute eight to go in the third. Two foul shots for Kogi. Got it. 20-15 Wildcats. On the floor for Minster, Damaris Wolf comes way back down to her right. And she noticed Cameron Elkert had retreated into the corner of the floor for Jackson Center. Wolf right on her. Second free throw by Kogi is in there. 21-15. Minster up six. Minster's biggest lead, 6 points. Jackson Center was up 12-4 early in the second. Here's Reese at midcourt for the Tigers. They need a bucket. Right corner pass goes on the play to Winter. Winter's open, starts to drive around Pranger, who tagged her from behind. Got her on the right side of the noggin as Winter sprinted toward the rim. Tigers now trying to open up the court offensively and get some space in the middle with which to operate. Minster playing a tight man-to-man. And the Tigers are trying to stretch the Wildcats into the corners of the half court. Free throw by Winter is good. Second one is on the mark as well. Couple big free throws by Vanessa. And it's a 21-17 game. Minster with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Pringer, 25 feet out. Hangs on. Out back to Wolf. Into the post is Savannah Luthman. To Wolf on the arc. She hoists up the three. Off to the right, no good. Scrappy rebound, Minster. Westerbeck's 10-footer. Banked in! Rosie Westerbeck. 10 points for her. Fine bank shot by Rosie. Minster got the loose ball. Offensive rebound. Westerbeck spotted up and drained it. 23-17, Minster. 23 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Reese at midcourt for the Tigers on the bounce. Jackson Center will play for one. The paint area clogged with Winter and Kessler. Kennedy veers right, goes into the right corner with seven to play. Skips it cross court to Meyer. Cassie's bumped. She wasn't shooting. Team foul, four on Minster. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers at side court with 5.4 to go. Third foul in Redkerman, right, Chuck?
Yeah, it's her third, but boy, they're so deep. I mean, not that they don't need Lindsay out there because she plays great defense, but they can just sub and sub and sub you.
Well, the ball will not be thrown in at side court. It goes beneath the basket just to the left of it. Meyer looks for Kessler inside. Throws out on top to Winter with three to play. Left corner effort to guns the three. Overshot it by 4 feet. Weak side rebound by Westerbeck. And that's the end of the third quarter. Mr. Wildcats pulled away the six at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Brought and priced right.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Partners with us on scoresbroadcast.com since last March. The fourth quarter gets underway. Right away, Minster posts up down to the inside. Taylor Kogi, she missed the five-foot banker. A little too much ump on it. Three-point ball, Kennedy Reese. It's in! Kennedy Reese for Jackson Center. Got the ball about 10 steps across the center line. She received the pass, set her feet, and let it fly. That's a big one. Tigers get a timeout. It's a three-point game. Half minute gone. Fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Tigers had faced their biggest deficit of the game, 6 points, 23-17. Then Kennedy Reese struck gold as she threw in a long three. Timeout was called by the Tigers, who set up defensively. Here's Wolf outside the arc for Minster. Hands off to Westerbeck, who lost it momentarily, got it back to Wolf, right down the lane, all the way to the rack. Too hard. Rebound comes off in front to Cassie Meyer. Meyer roaming down the floor against Westerbeck. Baseline right below the rim. Passes outside to Elkert. Long two-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound Kessler. Yes! Kessler for two. 23-22.
What a comeback right now by the Tigers.
We've got a ball game. Quick deuce by Pringer. 18-footer out of her range. Way short. Rebound smacked from Meyer to Reese. Here come the Tigers. Down a point. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Kennedy 30 feet away. Angles right. Guarded by Wolf on the arc. Reese looks for Meyer. Can't find her. Weaves to Kessler, who bolts to the basket. Right down the middle of the floor. Shot it. No good, but a foul. Oh, I like this. Head coach Jeff Reese working 6'2", Alicia Kessler into the offensive attack.
Yeah, she's doing a nice job. And I'll tell you, the pressure on these young ladies, everybody wants to. You lived to go to Columbus to play in the state tournament. And the beach team is one quarter away now.
Jackson Center Tigers were in the state final four a year ago. These ladies were there. These are the same young ladies who've won two state titles back-to-back years in Division IV volleyball. Kessler's free throw is in there, and we're tied up at 23. Second shot, Alicia Kessler. She has given the Tigers some spark here in the second half. It is up. It is short. No good. Rebound volleyball. Kessler gets it back. Shoots. Missed it. Shy of the mark. Rebound by Minster. Fisher midcourt to Reckerman. Great drive down the middle. All the way to the rim. A beauty. Lindsay Reckerman for Minster. 25-23 Wildcats. Minster, a great job attacking right away after the missed foul shot by Jackson Center. Here's Kennedy Reese, around a player, around another, all the way to the rim. Pringer gets over late. Defensive foul on Minster.
Boy, she paid for it, too. She got the foul, and she got hit in the mouth.
5 minutes and 57 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Two big free throws for Kennedy Reese of Jackson Center. She's shooting for the tie. First one is in the air. Got it. 25-24. Minster leads by one. Second shot here for Reese coming up. This game so unlike the regular season clash between the two. When Minster led from start to finish, pumped in 20 points in the first quarter against Jackson Center and blew the Tigers out 62-48. Second free throw by Reese is right through. It's in. Timeout, Minster. 5:51 to go in the game. It's a brand new one as Jackson Center has scored 8 of the last 10 points. 25-25 tie on scoresbroadcast.com. Your schools.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of broasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
Minster Wildcats, certainly a favorite coming into this game, ranked fifth in the state in the last D4 AP poll. Jackson Center girls at 13th. But Jackson Center playing with confidence, having been to the state final four a year ago and having won two volleyball titles. Here's Minster in the right corner. Pringer tries to make the angle pass to Westerbeck, who wanted to post up. Jackson Center saw it coming and guided the ball out of bounds. Below the basket, it is pitched into play to Westerbeck in the right corner. 5:38 to go. We're tied at 25. Between the rings, Borgerding. Outside the arc on the right to Fisher. I don't think Allie's taking a shot in the whole game.
She has not.
Spin move by Herb. Hands to a teammate, Pringer. 25 feet out. Now to Reckerman. Reckerman looks for Westerbeck. Wildcats trying to find Rosie. She flashes into the post against Meyer. Twisting, turning. Meyer blocked it. Westerbeck's left-hand hook from 8 feet out was swatted by Cassie Meyer. What a heck of a defensive play. Up the floor to Elkert. 5:04 to go in the fourth quarter. Elkert pulls up, foul line. Looks for Kessler, hands it to her at the elbow. 17 feet away. Alicia to Meyer. 25 feet away from the basket. 16 fouls in Minster. Jackson Center's in the bonus. Here's a drive by Ware, or I should say by Winter. Pulls up outside the lane, throws right corner to Reese. Westerbeck on Kennedy. Kennedy circles the wagons, head of the key. 4:40 to go in the game. Tied at 25. Reese, bounce pass Winter, 20 feet away, 15 feet away. Fisher reaches in, traveling on Winter of Jackson Center. That was the proper call. Well done by the referee.
Yeah, she, you need, at that point, you need to jump stop, and she tried to stop and move both her feet.
Well, let's see if Minster can cash in on the turnover, but Jackson Center. 4 minutes, 25 seconds to go in the game. Fisher at midcourt for the Wildcats, who led 23-17. Then a good run by the Tigers of 8-2 to draw even. We're near the 4 minute mark. Westerbeck wants to go on Meyer. Fakes right, goes left. Shovels it toward the rim. Poor execution, easy block and takeaway by Cassie Meyer. Boy, she has altered and deflected two in a row, taken by Westerbeck.
She should have been better off taking the three that time.
High dribble by Kessler down the lane. A runner short, no good. Rebound Minster. Each team errant on shot attempts. Pringer, baseline right, turns, powers to the rim. Banker, no good, but a foul. Minster's got to get the ball in the hands of Courtney Pringer more often.
Yeah, we'll throw it down on the block and then send her to the free throw line if nothing else.
Courtney, a 6'2 sophomore, has got a couple free throws. Every foul shot the rest of the way could determine the outcome of this game. Pringer missed it off to the right. We're stuck at 25.
Maybe it's not windy enough in here for us.
3:47 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Second shot by Pringer. Olivia Clark to come back in. Pringer, front rim, backboard, down through. Olivia Clark gives Alicia Kessler a spell. Alicia played well while she was on the court for the Tigers. 26-25, Minster. 3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Meyer to Reese in backcourt.
You notice Minster's back their defense up now because Jackson Center was speeding up and getting more offense.
Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah, so Minster has relented whatever pressure at midcourt it had applied earlier. Here's Winter on the arc. Good move into the lane. Might have had a shot, didn't take it. Made a poor bounce pass right to Allie Fisher. Lob pass down the floor, intended for a Minster teammate, right into the hands of Kennedy Reese. Steal by the Tigers. Here's Reese moving down the floor hard to Clark. Driving way up. Got it. And a foul. What a feed by Kennedy Reese. Clark on the finish. Great substitution by head coach Jeff Reese. Enter Olivia Clark. And she led the freight train down the floor out in front. She was a locomotive. Kennedy Reese was in the middle of the floor spearheading the fast break. And Olivia Clark at 6'2 was angling in from the right flank. She got a great bounce pass feed from Kennedy, and Clark absorbed the contact and drained the shot. She's at the line for a plus one. Tigers up a point now. 3:14 to go.
She took the bump and kept her eye on the rim. That's how you finish.
Foul shot long. Rebound volleyball. Who's got it? Who's got it? It's ruled a jump. Tigers keep it. That's a big arrow in favor of Jackson Center, which leads by a point on the field goal by Clark with 3:12 to go in the game. That put the Tigers up one. Baseline right, Meyer to inbound it. Jackson Center's in the bonus. Long throw from underneath the rim. Over the shoulder catch by Reese at midcourt. She's toppled. Rosie Westerbeck is on her back. One and one Tigers.
Rosie helped her up and said sorry. They both went for the ball, and unfortunately for Rosie, the ball came down to Reese.
3 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 18 fouls on Minster, 5 on Jackson Center. Tigers with one to give. Crucial 1-1 Reese. It's good. Jackson Center up to 28-6. Minster led in this game 23-17 at the end of three. And Jackson Center has had a very strong fourth quarter, 11 points in the period in less than 5 minutes. Reese again for a three-point lead. Swish, she's got it. Minster's in some trouble now, down by three, just over three to play. Long throw down the floor to Kogi. 25 feet away to Wolf. Head coach Mike Wisk gets a timeout. 3 minutes left in the game. Tigers up three over the Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Boy, you like both of these teams. Both teams are playing their hearts out. It's a shame somebody's not going to go to Columbus. But I mean, both head coaches, great guys. The kids are all good. You love both communities. This is a tough one.
What in the world went on during that timeout, Chuck? Mike Wiss's Wildcats down three. 3:03 to go in the game. Where does Minster get the ball to on this possession?
Well, the first thing you talked about was you don't need a three, because there's plenty of time. So they're going to run some kind of a play. I would think they're going to try to run something for Kogi, and that's where they throw it down to.
Fisher, Kogi. Kogi's got it. Baseline left. She's trapped. Bad pass into the hands of Kennedy Reese. Jackson Center's got the ball. Up three. Deep in the left corner, Cassie Meyer. Foul line. Out back to Clark, who dropped it, picked it up. Another turnover by Minster, and it cost the Wildcats a critical possession. Here's Meyer dribbling down the lane. Gets around a player. Hacking foul. Borgerding got a piece of Cassie Meyer. No, it's on Wolf, not on Borgerding. Two on each player. Cassie Meyer at the line. And this is where the Tigers have lived in the tournament, the free throw strike.
Boy, this is what they beat the number two team in the state, Tri-Village, on Thursday night. And yep, it was right there at that line here in the second half.
And it was Cassie Meyer, who's there now, who did it all.
She went crazy.
Uh-huh. Cassie at the free throw stripe for Jackson Center. Cassie, an experienced senior. She's been through the wars. A lot of pressure here. Jackson Center up three, 2:33 to go in the fourth quarter. And guess what? Cassie Meyer's got ice water in her veins. She plops in the free throw, dead center.
She was 14 of 16 in the fourth quarter of that game.
Against Tri-Village in the Thursday night regional semis. Meyer again, up and in again. And Jackson Center's ahead by five with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Up over the timeline, Fisher for Minster. Throws right corner, Wolf, driving in traffic. Blocked on the play by Kessler. No, it wasn't Alicia. It was Ware. Ware got on top of the ball, but chested her just a bit. It's a defensive foul.
She made the block. They called the foul on Elbert from behind.
Damaris Wolf, the sophomore for Minster, has got two free throws. Every shot at the stripe, monumental the rest of the way. 5-point lead, Jackson Center. It's still five. because Wolf shot it long.
Number 34, Vanessa Winner.
2:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Boy, it's nail-biting time now.
That rim looks so small when you're standing up there shooting free throws at this point.
Damaris Wolf again, eyes the basket. 1-2 bounces, and she pours that one through. 31-27, Jackson Center in the lead by 4. It was 5. Bad pass in backcourt. Pressure by Minster. Kogi's got the ball in the lane. Steal by the Wildcats. On the arc to Fisher. Back inside, it goes to Pringer. Turnaround jump shot. Off to the left, no good. Rebound, Cassie Meyer. Player down. Ooh, an injured knee for a Minster Wildcat. 2:06 left here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center 31, Minster 27. Chuck, we'll take a break. Back in a moment. Tigers up 4, just over 2 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Courtney Pringer was shaken up. She's off the floor at the moment. She appeared to be writhing in pain. Thus, we had the break. But after she was tended to, Courtney got up, shook it off. It was a knee sprain of some kind, perhaps short-lived. She is on the bench. Looks like she could come back in. She spurned that injury, just like Allie Borgerding spurned one earlier in this game when she ouched a shoulder, which had been hurt early on in the season. A slight labrum tear. Jackson Center eventually did get the ball in after the break, and Minster crowded Kennedy Reese on the boundary immediately, a little too aggressively, fouled her, and Kennedy's at the free throw line with a double bonus situation. The first one is in, and the second one is in again. And the Jackson Center Tigers, as they did against Tri-Village, are making hay at the free throw line.
Well, they are. Reese is 6-for-6 here in the fourth quarter. And 8, 10, 11, they are 9-for-11 shooting free throws here in the fourth quarter.
And the Jackson Center Tigers, who once trailed in this game by 6, early part of the fourth quarter of this game, have outscored Minster to the tune of 16-4 in the last 5 minutes. Here's Taylor Kogi in the lane for Minster. Turns. It's a big shot. She missed it off the backboard high. Rebound, Cassie Meyer in trouble. Outlet to Kennedy Reese down the right side. Reese over the timeline. Reckerman reaches in, nearly fouls. Kennedy's in deep hot water. Gets rid of it, though, to Cassie Meyer. A minute 28 to go. Meyer foul line. Spins. Might have been in there too long. Ball popped away by Wolf. Steal by Wolf at midcourt. High dribble down the floor. She gathers herself. A minute 16 to go. Minster down 6. Cross-court left side to Reckerman. Down inside to Kogi. Spins. Block and a foul. Clark got her on the wrist.
Good job by Minster. They had him so scattered that they were smart not to foul in that situation, and they got the turnover.
Jackson Center had possession with a minute 20 to go in the game. Up 6. Turned it over. Minster's Taylor Kogi fouled in the act of shooting. Two enormous free throws right here. It is in and out, in and out. Was in the cylinder. Snapped away. No good. Might have touched the net. Didn't count, though. Didn't stay in. Tough break for Minster. Second shot for Kogi. Still a 6-point game.
Pringer just checked back in, which is good for Minster.
Yes. Second shot, Kogi swish. 33-28. Jackson Center leads by 5. Am I right, Chuck? A 16-5 fourth quarter in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Kennedy Reese in backcourt. Hands off on the play to Meyer. Myers being trailed by two, three black shirts. Gets it up the floor to Elkert. Elkert is wrestled to the ground and fouled. And the Tigers will have to continue to sustain this hot free throw shooting. We still have a full minute to go in Jackson Center with a great fourth quarter, outscoring Minster 16-5. Leads 33-28, 60 seconds to go in the fourth. Double bonus Elkert. First shot, good! He switched it.
Doesn't matter who you foul, they step up there and knock down free throws in the fourth quarter especially.
Tigers don't even touch the rim at the stripe. It's gone on since late in the regular season. In the tournament, the Jackson Center Tigers have been torrid at the free throw line. That's where they've been living. Elkert again, in again. 7-point game, 35-28. Jackson Center led early on in this contest by a score of 12-4. That was in the second period with about 3.5 minutes gone. Minster gets a timeout. Minster ball. Wildcats down 7, believe it or not. 60 seconds to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The 5-second count is on for Minster, which inbounds down to her right. Fisher fires up the floor, gets it back, gets center court. 51 seconds to go in the game. Jackson Center up 7. Here's Ballmer, 30 feet out. Gives it up on the play to Wolf. Wolf drives, elbow on the right. Leaves it behind her for Fisher. Into the lane for a teammate. Plowing toward the basket goes Westerbeck. She spilled down on the floor hard. Foul, Jackson Center. Rosie with two coming up. 39.9 to go. And Minster is reeling down to 7. Jackson Center, as I mentioned, was up 8 at one point in the second quarter, 12-4. Westerbeck's free throw is perfect. 35-29 in favor of Jackson Center. This Minster team clobbered Jackson Center in the regular season by a score of 62-48. Tonight, the Jackson Center Tigers have turned the tables on Minster, leading by 6. 39.9 to go. Second free throw here for Westerbeck. That regular season game was at Jackson Center. That was way off. Wolf scrambles for the rebound and gets it tied up. What a play. Hustle effort for the sophomore, Wolf, who came around from the second rebounding position on the left. Knotted up the Tiger player, Clark. Ball out of bounds to Minster. 38.8 to go. Too early to think about a quick three, Chuck.
I think they have their three-point shooters out there. That's what they're looking for.
Here is Westerbeck. Baseline left. Bounce pass right corner. It was wide of the mark. Intended for Ballmer. Punched away by Elkert. Cameron says, I really didn't touch it that much, did I? Damaris Wolf inbounding for Minster. No, it's Westerbeck. Extreme corner of the floor. 37.3 to go. Jackson Center up the 6. Ball lobbed into Ballmer. Top of the key. Near side to Fisher. Ball thrown to the post for Westerbeck. Knocked away by Meyer. Boy, Jackson Center's defense has been unbelievably tenacious all game long. Minster at Jackson Center in trouble. 23-17 at the end of 3. Fourth quarter, all Jackson Center. Here's a drive down the lane. Pranger all the way to the rack. Scores it. What a play by Pranger of Minster. Big bucket. Wildcats not done yet.
No, that was huge. And now, I mean, somebody, first they got to get it in, and then they're going to have to keep making free throws. The pressure is a little bit less just for the fact they're shooting 2 instead of 1-1. But they need to keep making free throws, that's for sure.
26.5 to go in the game. 35-31 in favor of Jackson Center. I'd like to make sure you know all about the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. phone, 937-498-7282. Vets Helping Vets, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Get connected to your VA benefits now, 498-7282. On the web, facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Chuck, how many field goals does Jackson Center have in this game?
Well, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Had 8 against Tri-Village.
That's their magic number to win a basketball game.
Won that game 42-29. 8 right now tonight. Can you win a regional semifinal and final against number 2 Tri-Village, number 5 Minster, with only 16 baskets in 2 games?
Well, if you make that many free throws like they have, yes, you can.
Jackson Center Tigers trying to prove it's so possible. The Tigers do get the ball in bounds, and Minster tries to wrestle the ball away from Kennedy Reese. Can't do it. They have to foul her. She's at the stripe. Double bonus time. Tigers have been in that situation for several minutes now. 22.7 to go in the game. Jackson Center 35, Minster 31. Kennedy Reese at the stripe. What is Jackson Center free throw line in this contest?
Well, they have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. And there's another one.
Reese on a swish job. So many of these, Chuck, not coming close to touching the rim.
They've made 17 free throws in the game, 12 here in the fourth quarter.
Next shot, Maurice, in, out, no good. Uh-oh, rebound, Minster, foul. Jackson Center's on the back. It goes against Ware. That's a big one.
She tried not to foul, but she got herself a little off balance.
Jackson Center up 5, 36-31. And Minster here with a couple of makes at the stripe can whittle this thing down to 3. Oh, it's getting ticklish right now. I said it was nail-biting time several minutes ago. I've got no fingers left now.
I'm gone. I'm down to my second knuckle.
Damaris Wolf, charity stripe, Minster. Last of the one-and-one situations for the Wildcats, and she parries it. Boy, is that big from the sophomore.
This kid has just been outstanding tonight for the Wildcats.
Fine insertion into the lineup by head coach Mike Wish. She's delivered. Wolf up in the air on the free throw. No good. Rebound, far left corner, Minster. Three ball, Wildcats, a long one. Wolf, no good, too hard. Rebound, Jackson Center. Foul over the back, Minster, with 17.6 to go. Boy, the Wildcats had a chance. Got an offensive board.
It was a little bit short.
It was Wolf who wound up chucking up the three. We were looking over her shoulder. It was right there. A bit strong. 17.6 to go. 4-point game, 36-32. Winner at the free throw line for Jackson Center. And a couple of made free throws right here, Chuck, would make it a 2-possession game. Minster would need 3 points on each of those 2 possessions.
Yeah, exactly.
Free throw by Winner. Right on the money. Swish, swish, swish. Jackson Center has been unbelievably good at the free throw line late in the season and here in the tournament. Second shot, Winner. It hits the rim, bounds into the right corner. Rebounded by Kogi of Minster. 14 seconds to go. Tigers up 5. Up the floor, Wolf. Long 25-footer. It's good! It's good! Holy cow! Holy cow! Damaris Wolf, the sophomore for Minster, drove home a shot from close to 30 feet.
It had to be 30 feet. I thought when she pulled up, I thought you could have got one more dribble in. She didn't need it.
Uncanny, incredulous timeout. Minster on the make. 9.9 to go. Jackson Center leads by 2, 37-35. And the Tigers have to throw it in at the other end of the floor, right beneath the Minster goal.
Well, they got to get it in. And now, depending on who you foul, I mean, with only 9.9 seconds, you can't be real selective. But everybody's making free throws out there. But you can't take any of the time. But in a 2-point game now, the pressure's a little bit more on the Tigers than it was when they were shooting when they were up 5 and 6.
What a heck of a game for Damaris Wolf off the bench for Minster. How many points for her, Chuck?
Well, let me find her here. She's got 11. 11. She's tied Westerbeck for their leading scorer.
Didn't enter the game, I don't think, till the second quarter. She and Westerbeck 11 each. Damaris has been fantastic. Minster not giving up one bit. Jackson Center still has to find a way to close the deal. Even one of two free throws made here in the last 9 seconds would still leave the door open slightly for Minster. Here is Jackson Center inbound into Kennedy Reese. It's off the hand of Kennedy Reese. Goes out of bounds into the Minster bench. Yes, that's the right call. Now the referees are going to confirm. But Chuck,
I thought it was touched by the Minster girl, the back of her hand.
Did it go Minster, then Jackson Center on the deflection? The referees huddle up. And the call stays this way.
They're not going to change it because they weren't cheered. That's what I saw, but that's how hard it is to make these calls.
Minster ball down two. Inbounded by Minster. Intercepted by Kennedy Reese. And she's fouled. What a phenomenal defensive play by Kennedy Reese, who anticipated the inbounds pass. A bouncer toward the timeline. It was a safe inbounds throw by Minster. Not toward the basket. It was toward center court. But Kennedy Reese was Johnny on the spot. What a dynamite defensive play by her. 5.1 to go. Double bonus for Reese. Jackson Center up two. Jackson Center up three. This one would seal the deal.
If he makes this one, they're on their way to Columbus for the second straight year.
My goodness gracious. What a come-from-behind effort by the Jackson Center Tigers, who are down by six at the end of three. Reese for the four-point lead. 5 seconds to go. It's good! It's good! Minster at midcourt. It's Fisher. Long pass to Kogi. 25-footer blocked by Clark. Loose ball picked up on the play by Winner. And that's it! That's it! Jackson Center has delivered a knockout punch, defeating Minster in a shocker here at Vandalia Butler by a final score of 39-35. Jackson Center victorious. Two straight regional championships. Back to Columbus for Jackson Center. The Tigers in tremendous fashion, not being denied tonight despite being down by six, 23-17 entering the fourth. And it was free throw after free throw after free throw. And tremendous defense all night long to Jackson Center. Kennedy Reese, a sparkling floor game. Cassie Meyer was outstanding as well. Alicia Kessler with spark off the bench. And Ware and Winner, their usual selves out there. Cameron Elkert, a nice floor game as well. She helped stabilize the attack. Oh, what a victory by Jackson Center.
They had 21 points at the end of three quarters against Tri-Village, and they scored 21 in the fourth quarter. They had 17 going into the fourth quarter tonight. They scored 22 to win this one, and they did it all except they had three baskets this time in the fourth quarter. Kennedy Reese was amazing out there tonight, just amazing.
Are you calling these Jackson Center Tigers the fourth quarter fanatics?
Well, yeah, I mean, they scored 43 points in the last two games in the fourth quarter.
My goodness gracious. Well, the Minster Wildcats are beaten here tonight, and some tears are being shed. Several Minster seniors, Lindsay Retkerman, Haley Balmer, Rosie Westerbeck, Allie Borgerding, Savannah Luthman, all 12th graders. They have just received the regional runner-up trophy from the Southwest District Athletic Board. And now the Tiger seniors get the regional championship hardware at midcourt. We'll have a Tiger player and head coach Jeff Reese in just a few minutes. Remarkable triumph by Jackson Center here tonight, knocking off Minster, which had to be a favorite. Not a prohibitive favorite, but certainly a favorite. Jackson Center 39, Minster 35. This victory will send a shock around the state as the number five team is beaten. And the Jackson Center Tigers advance on to a state semifinal at 6 o'clock next Thursday at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. And, Chuck, the opponent could be highly ranked Waterford, which has been as high as number one in the state throughout much of the season. Waterford defending state champs.
Well, they want the highest-ranked team. That's the teams they beat.
Jackson Center doesn't fear a soul. These Tigers are unbelievable. Incredulous win, the Jackson Center. Down 23-17 at the end of three. And the Tigers pull it out of the fire 39-35. A great steal by Kennedy Reese to seal the deal.
That's what they shot free throws in the fourth quarter.
15 of 19 in the fourth quarter tonight against Minster. And as you noted, against Tri-Village in the regional semifinal, it was that good or better, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. I think 14. Cassie Meyer by herself was 14 of 16.
we need to double-check that. So we've got that stat ready for Jeff Reese, what Jackson Center shot in the fourth quarter against Tri-Village. You've got that in the scorebook.
Yep, I got it.
We're going to ask Jeff Reese, do these Lady Tigers shoot free throws from midnight to 6 a.m.? Under pressure now, these aren't first quarter free throws. These are fourth quarter free throws. Jackson Center knocking off Minster. Tigers advancing to 22-4 on the year. Minster closes out the campaign 23-3. Well, I knew Jackson Center had the determination to hang around in this game if Minster's offense did not click. Now, Minster's been hampered by some late-season injuries. Rosie Westerbeck, a hand. Lindsay Retkerman, a hand. Damaris Wolf came off the bench, filled in beautifully in this game tonight. Courtney Pringer wasn't herself in this contest. Jackson Center bottled her up. Courtney didn't get the ball down inside 7-8 feet from the basket. Again, Jackson Center's got length, height, bulk, and the Tigers know how to use all of those elements.
Yeah, I mean, Pringer had 3 points all in the fourth quarter. Allie Fisher did not score.
Did she take a shot?
I don't remember her taking a shot.
No.
She did a great job on Elkert. Elkert, I don't know. She got more than one or two shots in the game, too. But
they
took themselves, each other, nullified the other one. But what an amazing win for Jackson Center. It boggles your mind how they played the last two games in the fourth quarter against really good basketball teams.
Yeah, Fisher and Elkert offset, but the interior defense by Jackson Center was terrific. Cassie Meyer had a number of blocks, Chuck. Numerous drives by Minster down below the foul line, in around the rim. And Cassie Meyer deflected shots all night long without committing personal fouls.
She blocked Westerbeck 3 times in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. In fact, 2 of them were back-to-back possessions.
Exactly. This is just amazing.
Jackson Center Tigers off to the state Final Four. Again, repeating, the winner of the Waterford-Danville game will be Jackson Center's opponent on Friday at 6 at the Schottenstein Center at The Ohio State University. Now, last year, Jackson Center upset Fort Loramie in the regional championship after upsetting Miami Valley in the regional semi, after upsetting Tri-Village in the district.
At some point, we got to quit calling them upsets.
You're right. You're right. Exactly. 47-37, Jackson Center lost in the state semifinal last year to Fostoria St. Wendland, which had the gigantic 6-foot-5-inch post player. Jackson Center hung around in that game for 3 quarters, couldn't overcome that young lady's size, wound up falling by 10.
But she was, about 8'9"?
Oh, exactly.
And that was wide. I don't know how tall she was.
But Jackson Center goes right back. The intangible, Chuck, is having won 2 state championship volleyball titles back-to-back years, a Final Four in hoops. You get to the regional championship the next year in basketball, and there may be pressure and tension throughout the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, but these Lady Tigers don't sense it.
You don't see it. I mean, even when they fell back 6 and we looked at each other at the timeout going, well, they had a great run, and boy, all of a sudden, it was tied again.
Our Clancy's award winners, Chuck, are
For Jackson Center, Kennedy Reese and Vanessa Winter, and on the other side, Damaris Wolf and Rosie Westerbeck. I'm gonna miss watching Rosie play. We've been watching her since she was a freshman at New Bremen. She is a fun young lady to watch, and it's a shame she didn't get a chance to go to Columbus, but give the Tigers all the credit in the world.
Jackson Center trailed by 6 at the end of 3. They win by 4, outscoring Minster 22-12 in the fourth period. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. The staff at Sydney Body CarStar understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body CarStar and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body CarStar, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body CarStar.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body CarStar's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body CarStar.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're CarStar, relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, where the Jackson Center Tigers have just knocked off the Minster Wildcats by a final score of 39-35. Cassie Meyer joins us here in the second row at the media desk behind the scorer's table on the east side of the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. And Cassie, you are every bit as calm right now as you were throughout the entire game, making free throw after free throw after free throw in two straight fourth quarters, beating Tri-Village, beating Minster. All of you shoot fouls so well. It's incredible. We feel the tension in the stands. You players don't show it at the free throw line. Do you shoot foul shots in your sleep? Is that how you get it done?
I have to admit, we do have a little free throw secret, but I'm not going to share that with you. But
you say the team's got a free throw shooting secret.
We do, but I can't share that with you today.
Well, yeah, as Chuck is telling you here, your defensive job on Rosie Westerbeck was outstanding in this game. Two straight drives by her at some point in the second half. You had hands on each of the shots. I don't know how many deflections or blocks you had in this game, 8 or 10 anyway, a number of altered shots. You're just amazing. The whole team, unbelievable. Two straight championships in volleyball, the state Final Four last year in hoops. I know the Tigers had all the confidence in the world heading into this game tonight, right?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we play each game like it's our last, so I think that mentality is just what drives us.
Oh, my goodness. So well said. Playing each game like it's the Tigers' last. Quote from Cassie Meyer, you talk about a recipe for success. Tell some pro and college players that, huh? And also put a clinic on for them on free throw shooting.
All right, we'll see about that.
You're a marvelous distributor of the basketball out there. Yeah, we rely on you for points, do the Tigers. But at the same time, you find the open player. You're so unselfish. You know when to give it up, and you know when to take the ball to the hoop. It's a sixth sense you have. Were you born with it? How have you developed it?
I don't know if I can really answer that. I mean, it helps when your players are ready to go and ready to shoot. So knowing that they're out there ready to go,
uh-huh,
it's a big help.
Okay, put into words head coach Jeff Reese's game plan for the Minster Wildcats, the number 5 team in the state of Ohio in girls division 4, a club that beat you 62-48 at Jackson Center back on January 10th. What was the strategy? Tell me.
I mean, like I said, we have to play like it's our last, so they're a very, very talented team. I know they're coming off of a lot of injuries, so yep. That was one thing. We had to exploit their weaknesses.
And what were those weaknesses?
I mean, I know Lindsay, she has a wrapped hand, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I mean, you told me that has to be difficult to dribble with, so that was one of the things. Multiple things, because nobody's perfect, so we were ready exploit what they had.
Well, you bottled up Courtney Pringer, only 3 points for her in the middle. She mm-hmm. is an outstanding 6'2 sophomore.
She is phenomenal.
Allie Fisher didn't get a shot at guard. I'm not sure who was responsible for that on Jackson Center's defense. We don't recall her taking a shot the entire game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be our point, Kennedy Reese. She's an amazing defender.
And how about Kennedy Reese's free throw shooting and the interception to seal the deal at the end of the game?
Yeah, I can't put into words how I feel right now. When she did that, I just knew. I knew that we were going back.
And how about the two W's, winner and where?
Yeah, they're great. Kristen's so intense on defense, she can get the job done. And then Vanessa's such a great shooter, so going back and forth between the two, they're a threat.
Oh, yeah, Ware's defense against Tri-Village was suffocating.
Yeah, I know. She is amazing.
And winner tonight with two big threes in the first half for you.
Yeah, that's it. We're not just a one-dimensional team. We have so many aspects. No. So if you shut one down, another door opens.
Cassie Meyer with us here on scoresbroadcast.com after Jackson Center's thrilling 39-35 upset victory over Minster in the girls' Division 4 regional championship. You are such a delightful interview. Wish we could stay here all night long and talk to you, but you need to relish the moment with your family, friends, the Jackson Center community, other players, coaches, and at some point in the next day or two, start thinking about the next game's opponent, which might be the number one team in the state, Waterford. I don't know. They were playing Danville. You play the winner next Thursday at 6 at the Shot.
Yep.
Yeah, take tomorrow off, Chuck just advised.
I plan on it.
You mean you're not going to practice free throws?
I'll dream about it.
Oh, Cassie, what a delight.
Thank you.
So tickled that your senior year playing basketball continues on for another week, and that week is preparation for the state Final Four. What a present, and you and the Tigers deserve it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, hopefully we can catch up with Jeff Reese. Jackson Center victorious 39-35 over Minster. Incredulous victory, but Jackson Center clearly an underdog to the Minster Wildcats, which came in at number 5 in the state, Jackson Center number 13, and Minster trounced Jackson Center easily in the regular season at Jackson Center by 14 points. We await Jeff Reese. Let's highlight our anchor underwriting sponsors for you. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Carstar, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. On the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of specialty advertising items at Adams Tech Solutions. They can be customized for you, T-shirts, mugs, pens. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Chuck, let's roll with another commercial. Jeff Reese is 20 feet away. I'll get him. We'll get a minute from Jeff. He's talked to about everybody on the floor of the gym in the last 10 minutes. Everybody's shaking Jeff's hands. And we'll be back in a moment with Jackson Center head coach Jeff Reese. Tigers win over Minster 39-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's post-game celebration time here on the floor of the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jackson Center defeats Minster 39-35, coming from 23-17 down at the end of three. Jeff, the game plan, what was the strategy? Everybody pitched in and contributed in a significant way, maybe everybody a little differently. But talk about the strategy. I know you and the Tigers had a whole lot of confidence coming into this regional championship game here tonight.
Yeah, the strategy is very similar to what it was for our semifinal game, to be honest with you, with Tri-Village. We wanted to keep the score somewhere in the 30s or low 40s, and we were able to do that. We pride ourselves on our defense. That is definitely a strong point of ours, and they have some very, very phenomenal offensive players, so we knew we had to come in and really buckle down defensively, and credit goes to the kids. They bought in, and they did what they had to do.
You clogged up the middle, Pringer and Kogi. Fine, back to the basket players, very good in the post. They'll repost. They'll get the ball back again. And you denied them all night long when they did get their hands on the ball. The shots they tried were so difficult because of outstanding tenacity by your players in the post. Everybody chipped in. You threw up a barricade down low, and Pringer and Kogi couldn't get the job done.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned Pringer and Kogi, and they are phenomenal players in the post, but it also takes phenomenal players to get them the ball when they need the ball. So yep. Minster has they are a very well-rounded team. A lot of credit goes to them because we had our game plan was we really had to buckle down. We had to put pressure on the guards. We had to really keep the ball out of the post. And if they did get it, we had to make them earn every bucket by shooting over top of us, fighting to get position, so on and so forth. Our goal is at the end of the game to put ourselves in a position in the fourth quarter.
There you go.
And we want to maintain our level. And luckily, we were able to do that tonight.
And you live at the free throw line when the game's on the line. Do you happen to know a young lady, an outstanding guard, who's just a junior, whose initials are K.R.? What a big interception by her late in the game. Phenomenal contest played by Kennedy Reese. She's gotten better and better. She was a fine player last year as a sophomore, has really improved this year. Came on like gangbusters down the stretch for you. Maybe no better defender at guard in the region in small school girls basketball.
Yeah, she's a, you know, when I get asked the question if I know somebody, I always make sure what the pretense of that's going to be, because I'm not sure if I want to say yes or no, but in this case I'll take her. She's my niece and she's a great kid, but tonight she really came on. She uh I personally think her three late in the game really kind of breathed some new life into us when we were struggling, that her defense was really giving us some problems. She came down and busted a three. And then there late in the game, you know, we have a turnover, and people could fold and say, oh, woe is me. But she didn't. She just picked it up, dug down a little bit deeper. I know she's tired. I don't think she came out of the game tonight. I know she's tired, but she knew what she had to do. And again, you know, we when we work in practice, we always say treat every possession like it's the last one. You can't let anything go because anybody can chip something in. And she did. All of them did, not just her.
Cassie Meyer echoed your words just a few minutes ago. We talked with Cassie. She didn't say that we play every play like it's her last one. She did say we play every single game like it's her last one. All season long, the Tigers have done that. And as a result, they are able to will themselves to victory once again. Cassie said she dreams every night making free throws.
Yeah, you know, free throws are a huge thing. And, you know, we had somebody actually come in and talk to us about some strategies and helping free throws. And,
wow.
And you know, we do it almost every day in practice. And, you know, I can't say it works or it doesn't work, but if I can look back at the last several games since we've been doing our strategies, it seems to be working.
Jeff, super substitutions. You put Alicia Kessler in. She ignites a fire. She produces. She comes out, gets a respite. Olivia Clark comes in, gets a big field goal for you, and a block at the other end. Timely substitutions by head coach Jeffries.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to take the credit for that kind of stuff. These girls are stepping up and doing what they got to do, and it's pretty awesome.
Jeff, you are needed for photo ops underneath the basket down to our right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Head coach Jeff Reese of the Jackson Center Tigers, who knocked off Minster tonight in unbelievable fashion by a final score of 39-35. I don't know what more, Chuck, can be said about this.
No, I think we've covered it. We had a great interview with Cassie and Coach Reese, you know, very articulate, talking about what they did. And, that's a team win right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody contributed. You look down the bench and you see that the girls that didn't get into the game, but they are up and they're high-fiving when they come off and they're excited. And that's what it takes to get to Columbus, and they're going back for the second year.
Yep. I will say that Minster was not quite as whole late in the year as they might have been back in November and early December. Wildcats came into the tourney a little banged up, but it's an extremely deep team. They're able to offset some nicks and injuries here and there because they are so deep. 10-11 play, and it's a club with youth, experience, height, length, good shooting ability. Jackson Center was able to nullify every bit of that tonight.
Yeah, well, they'll be a good team again next year.
Yes.
I mean, they lose some people. They lose Retkerman. They lose Westerbeck. Those are two girls that are going to be really hard. Borgerding. Those are going to be people that are hard to replace, but they've got a lot coming back, and they had one heck of a good JV team. So, you know, they wanted to get there this year, but the cupboard is absolutely full for them for next year.
Yeah, head coach Mike Wiss's team does graduate. Lindsey Retkerman, Haley Balmer, Rosie Westerbeck, Allie Borgerding, and Savannah Luthman. But a wealth of varsity experience returns, and as Chuck said, the pipeline is not empty. It's full. Good players coming right along in grade 7, 8, 9, 10 for Minster. So we'll hear from the Wildcats for years to come. For these Jackson Center seniors, two straight state volleyball titles, two straight trips to the Final Four in girls Division IV basketball. Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware. These seniors have just been magnificent. They've done everything asked of them in volleyball and basketball and so much more even.
Well, they've had to build an extra trophy case because of those girls.
Versailles Tigers were marvelous this afternoon in beating Summit Country Day by 17 points, and the Jackson Center Tigers equally good here tonight in upsetting Minster. Chuck, don't know what else there is to say other than we've got boys Division IV regional action at 5:15 on Tuesday from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, that should be a heck of a game. We haven't seen Perry this year. We saw him twice last year.
They're a heck of a basketball team, but Loramie's playing as well as they've played all year.
Exactly. Fort Loramie, Lima Perry, 5:15 webcast time on Tuesday night. Rhett Jish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, alongside Color Stats On-Site Engineering. Until Tuesday, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Vandalia Butler. Again, our final scores today, this afternoon, the Versailles Tigers beat the number one ranked girls Division III team in the state in the Springfield Regional Championship game by a final score of 50-33. And tonight here at Vandalia Butler, the Jackson Center Tigers upend the number five rated Minster Wildcats to take the D4 regional title, 39-35. Good night, everybody.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.